Hi, today's topic is about innovation. Innovation in technology or business and strategic management is simplified by just saying you need to find new creative ways of staying on top on the cutting edge. We get into business routines and things become pretty much like humanly automatic. We just go through the motions, through the processes. And I found this with eating, which is interesting because, you know, I'm working in technology, the field of technology. And while technology delivers you information on all that stuff and has been proven by studies to prompt your food choices by advertising and other things, the internet also has is a way for you to look at a lot of food choices and information about your diets. So I'm going to focus on food for right now because I think this is really interesting. I took a close look at my diet habits, and I've had trouble throughout my entire life with finding the right foods, adapting to other people's cooking versus what I like, trying to stay on a really, really healthy path without going insane into eating grape nuts and protein shakes, you know, hoping for, you know, mass, muscle, and zero body fat percentage. Okay, so, you know, I've gone on fasting diets, I've gone on fad diets, zone diets, protein diets, all kinds of different ones. But what I really found is that it comes down to what I like, right? I can't stick with something that I don't like. And it's more difficult. And you can for a while, but it's just like, it's not enjoyable. And then the idea is that, well, even if it's not enjoyable, you can still trick your brain into changing, right? Because what I found even in technology, when you're going through a process change or a change in the way that you do business, it's not always, you know, just overnight it's done, or in a few months it's done. It's painful. It can be a pretty painful process for some. With good management and good, you know, gradual changes, it can actually take place. And I've seen it take place in my own personal diet. You know, when I was working full time, going to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, having to be there by 7:30, going to the gym before, or maybe taking time off at lunch or after dinner or after work to go to the gym before dinner. Obviously going to the gym gives you more, and working out gives you more attention to your diet. But now that I don't really do those things, I pay closer attention to my diet just because, you know, I don't want to end up being overweight. But more importantly is I want to save money. I want to eat healthy, and I want to be able to get back into a lifestyle where I can exercise without going to the gym. And I used to consider ways like, well, there's a lot of ways you can do that. Lift your groceries is one way, and working outside and doing all sorts of other things is another way to make up for, you know, that 1 hour of cardio and weightlifting that you do 3 times a week. So going to the gym is a really focused way of working on your muscle mass and body and all that. And being on special diets is another specific way. But for those who don't do that anymore, or choose not to, there's so many other ways to continue to stay healthy. But I think the most important thing is shifting from that those regular routines and lifestyles, getting accepting that you can't do that anymore, or that you don't do that anymore. It's not an option, or it's just not. You know, I had to go through a period of time where I had to eat what other people gave to me, what other people cooked for me, without being able to change the options. And when there's a big high-fat food, comfort food in front of you, but you have options of fruits and vegetables, I usually just go with what's cooked for me, and I just go for it because it's good. But inside my head is going, don't do that. Eat the healthy stuff. You know it's going to make you feel better. You don't need to eat lasagna, hamburgers, casseroles, pasta, and, you know, five sandwiches all throughout the week. You don't have to eat that way. You shouldn't eat that way. I personally shouldn't eat that way because I'm a very small woman. And so I have a lot of room to gain outwardly in weight rather than in muscle and tone and maintaining what I have. Okay. So I have the tendency to gain weight. I think everybody does, especially if you sit at a desk every day. So anyways, innovative ways of changing. So first you have to look at what are you doing now and what did you do before? And then this change happened and how did you react and respond to that change? And so I just explained to you, it was very hard for me. I actually got sick a lot. I was very sick a lot from having to eat the foods that other people were making for me. And although I had the choice of eating, you know, a salad and vegetables, it was just an abundance of food for mass amounts of people. So it was just accept what's given to you. And so looking at technology, I say it's the same thing, you know, it's an abundance amount of technology out there and we have to just eat what's given to us. And we do have choices, but we want to go for what we know and whatever makes us feel good. And that's not innovative. That's found not healthy. You have to be not meticulous, but selective. Otherwise, you would consume all that garbage. It's going to hurt eventually. If you don't feel it immediately, it's going to hurt over time. If you take in all the garbage that's on television, it's going to hurt. And so, you know, you got to be innovative and conscious of what you're taking in and changing. And being conscious of those changes through all those phases of change, right? Through the, I'm really healthy, I'm in the best shape of my life, to I don't feel so good and I know exactly what caused that and I'm going to stop doing that. And I know I'm going to get back to feeling way better, or it was that car accident and that's what caused that. And then, you know, when you go through too many changes all at once, the same thing in innovation and change or technology, you get lost of what caused what. Now you can't figure it out. Now you can't get back to your healthy state because you don't know what happened. You lost track. There was too much. So now you have to gradually bring yourself back in all areas to whatever that healthy place was. And doing that is very difficult the more time that goes by. And the same thing happens in technology. The more you let crap pile up and the more you go with this, just the status quo, you know, stay the same, the more distant you get from what's innovative and the people who are being innovative. And especially if you're the leader and one of the leaders in innovation, if you let the other people take off and you yourself stay back, maybe because you're not feeling well, you can't lead the group, you can't be a part of the changes, now you're forced to catch up and you might be stuck behind and not really be able to catch up, but see stuff that they don't see, because as they're off launching their new business ideas and great new technology products, there's an opportunity for you to stand back and evaluate and say, you know, that's good. It's really good. But from this perspective, having been there and taking time off and not being down, heads down, working on those projects, I have that third party independent view that says, you know what, maybe you're going too fast there. And now taking a little closer look at it, that all those changes, although innovation is be creative and be on the cutting edge, you can't always be on the cutting edge. There's a time where you have to let that stuff settle in to the communities and to the user groups and to the people, you know, in business. How is it working? We have to see long-term results, right? So you can't just go get skinny after being 20, 30 pounds overweight and say, I feel great and my whole life is forever changed. Show up on TV with your pretty new makeover. It doesn't work that way. It has to produce long-term changes. So being innovative, what I've tried to do, one strategy is, okay, look at some of the things you don't like and cut those out. And it's easy. It's so easy to say that. And it's easy to go into a computer system and say, I don't like those functions. I'm going to cut them out. I'm going to delete those options or uninstall them because I don't need it and it's taking up extra space. Or I'm going to focus on these features of this new system that I'm creating and I'm going to omit those other things because I know it didn't work. Well, I can't create a new body for myself. I can create a new mindset and a new idea of how and what I put into my body and how and evaluate how it makes me feel. And I can do the same thing for technology and innovation and be innovative and creative that way. But it's not immediate. It's not immediate. So, you know, just looking at daily habits and eating, when you change a routine in your lifestyle, like going from 7 to 6 p.m. on a workday to, you know, having to go to the office every day and, you know, it's you have breakfast and then you have lunch and you come home for dinner and whatever your choices are, if it's out with friends, a sack lunch at work or whatever, or, you know, eating the foods that your executive team brings in for you, you still have choices to make. And it's really tough when those things are put in front of your face and it's like, I want to eat it. I shouldn't eat it. I told myself I wasn't going to eat it. And, even though it is available to me, I have to maintain the commitment that I made to myself, which is sort of like a contract, but not, you know, you don't want to be bound by a contract where, you know, your consequences, you already know the consequences. You're not going to meet your goals. And that's the same thing with implementing innovation. You're not going to meet your goals if you don't clearly understand what it is that you're going to do. I'm going to lose weight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to eat better. That's a broad and general statement. So you have to say, okay, what am I eating now? What is it that I'm going to reduce? What did I do before? And what am I going to try differently this time? You know? So, and then environmental changes, and that same thing happens in technology. The environment changes and, you know, different restrictions or different opportunities are available. So now I have my food delivered to me, which is great, costs a little bit more, but it's delivered. So I can actually on screen look at what I'm going to buy. And I have a recipe site, so I can actually keep those recipes and look at that regularly to find something to eat. The current challenge is I love fast food. I love dining out. And that's because for many years I worked in an office where it's either pack your lunch and take it to work or go somewhere to eat. And it becomes practice. And then it becomes, you start to see a whoa, it becomes an addiction. So you have to taper back. You have to be, you know, you have to commit to eating right and commit to what you're willing to spend money on and what you're not. The DoorDash is, and Uber Eats is a wonderful application to get you the food that you want at your house delivered. But the cost is, it's three times the cost of just getting into your car and going. But sometimes injury and illness prevents that. Disability sometimes prevents that. And convenience, the want and need for convenience, helps that. So, and feeds that. So I got into this, little cycle there for a little bit where, you know, what kept me from doing it before was that it costs too much money. And then, so now I have to look, not only does it cost too much money, Sherry, it's disgusting. It's disgusting food. And to pay, you know, $30 for McDonald's and Burger King is really a waste of money. So I had to break a pattern, a mental pattern of convenience, of thinking, and which is an old pattern that I experienced from being out there traveling across the country and living in temporary locations until I bought my house. So I got into a food pattern and working, you know, and being, I hate to say it, but in those homeless situations where, you know, staying in shelters until I found an affordable place to rent. And so going through those kind of changes is really tough because You know, when you get your money, it's like, well, I can afford to eat out and I love this food and it's independent sort of. And then it gets cheaper, you know, when that's all you have to eat, your only options. So then when you get back to the healthy phase, right now you own your home, you got to get back to a place of health. You've got to lose those old mentalities. I don't have to eat what other people cook for me anymore. I can make my choices. And so I went through a period of time and I have my beautiful recipe site with all kinds of healthy options and delicious ones too. And so now it's just up to me to balance those things. And in terms of innovation in comparison or, looking at those two things side by side, the innovation of technology, implementing and working in that is that we get used to doing things a certain way and then we go through test phases of new products or new developments. And then we go, well, that's worse than the first thing we had. So now we have to scrap that completely or change it. And we want to stay innovative, but we can't go down four different pathways to find the right answer because now we're just overdone. You know, we're overdoing it and we don't know what's going to turn out to be the best. So it's just sometimes it results in a lot of garbage and waste. So finding the right strategy for handling those things your food choices is not, a timeline that changes depending upon your daily mood. You know, I don't feel like cooking today and McDonald's is really good. Or rather than thinking you have to go cook something, search for those things that are convenient, bananas and avocado and maybe a piece of bread and try some kind of new baked sandwich. So I got stuck on drinking Coca-Cola every day. And for many years, I've been stuck on that. And I was down to just two of them, unless I'd go out for drinks. And sometimes in those drinks, I would have a rum and Diet Coke or rum and Coke. Or at home, sometimes I would drink vodka and Coke or some other kind of sweet drink. And so I started to see even routines in my drinking choices for alcohol. And I thought, I get stuck in routines because I like consistency and predictability. And even though I change it up sometimes, I think our taste buds get that way too. Then that's how coffee sticks around every day, have a cup of coffee, and then we start our day. And that's not changing for me. Sorry. Coffee is part of my life. But the Coca-Colas are going away. Definitely going away. Proving to be extremely unhealthy. And it's dragging my mind down too. I feel it. I feel it. It kicks up my energy level, which is great. But mentally, it drags me down because of the addiction and the regular high calorie drinks and the sweetness of it. Knowing while my head internally is competing with a glass of iced tea with an orange slice or a lemon slice, a glass of ice water with a lemon slice, or most recently a glass of water with frozen fruit, berries, and strawberries. Yeah. So the things I couldn't enjoy before, I can now enjoy. So I'm now experimenting. So I'm in the experimental phase of this new innovative ideas. They're not new. They've been around for a long time. But I honestly have traveled the United States and I don't see people doing this. I don't see people doing this. So I'm like, what's going on here? You know, are we standard eaters? Don't really think outside the box as much, you know, a glass of iced tea, which is great. It's always good. But also in cost comparisons and convenience, we look at, you know, well, just boil a few tea bags, Sherry. You'll save yourself a lot of money. Cut up a lemon, plant a lemon tree, and you know you can spend a dollar and have tea for a month. $1 for tea for a month. I'm sorry, I need variety. Well, that's fine. You can do that. You take those lemons and make yourself some lemonade. Yeah, so I'm getting more creative, which is great because I didn't have access to land to plant those things, but I did have access to a grocery store. So why wasn't I doing those things before? I think the mind responds, obviously, you know, the mind responds to the environment. So it's rather than, you know, focusing on, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. I got to find a way to get out of here and just accept what's given to me and be grateful for what I have right now and take it with thankfulness. That's the wrong answer even. Do what makes you feel right and healthy. Step aside from yourself and say, this, what I'm doing and what they're feeding me is not healthy for me. And I need to step aside and develop my own plan. And if I had done that, which I did a little bit, but I was sort of just a robot going through the motions to get through the programs. And because, you know, it was a waiting game to you know, for money to come in and, you know, other things to get resolved before I could move on. So it was just take time off and go ahead and fatten yourself up. So now looking back at the fatness and the kind of foods and the gratefulness that people get to eat, people are not starving, which is good. Even homeless people do not starve. So that's good to know. And I ate more having been homeless than even if I was not, which is a problem. Shouldn't be that way, but it is. A personal choice and innovation is what's important. So now I have a time to step back and go, rather than bacon, eggs, toast, and hash browns on the side because I can, maybe now, you know, I've enjoyed that because now I can. Maybe now it's time to shift back into a banana and an avocado. Who knew, right? A banana and an avocado with peanuts would be a tasteful, tasty breakfast. Full of nutrients and energy. Yeah, so that's innovative right there. So that's what I'm doing now, just looking at my foods. And hopefully it's going to take, you know, not take long, but I'll be able to see the change in my health soon. So yeah, I'm excited. Anyways, innovation, creativity, being strategic. How can you be strategic if you don't know what's out there and you have to deal with what's being fed to you, right? You have to deal with the stuff that is you're surrounded by and your options. So it's taking yourself out of it and saying, how can I be more creative, more health conscious, more innovative in terms of not being on the cutting edge of I want to commit suicide because I can't get what I want and need, or being on the cutting edge of, you know, I know this isn't good. Even though I've accepted it, I know I'm accepting it because I'm not in a mentally healthy place and I know I can do better. And being able to take yourself out of that, of what's just being, you know, pushed into your face. In terms of food, which it's not, it's being gently served to you as you know, a nice thing. But like executives in a meeting, you know, if you're looking at the foods that are being served to you at your luncheons, your weekly luncheons, and nobody bothers to step up and say, how much are you spending on that? Is that really our healthiest option? Are we being innovative even in our lunches, in our breakfast choices? When you think business innovation, we don't think about those things. It's another area of business to consider. I don't think it solely changes your decision making, but it certainly changes the atmosphere and your health.